This episode might surprise you. In it, I'm talking about the second most powerful tool I know, the Tango Partner of Meditation, that allows you to actually be a beautiful, buoyant, fully lit soul, alive, well, and shining for your own self and for those around you. Even in and especially in chaotic times, when this alive, brilliant self is needed more than any other. Exercise is for more than just your booty. Let's talk about it to inspire your footsteps on today's Intuition for Changemakers show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome, friend. Today's episode might surprise you. I don't know. But it might not be advice you thought you might receive from a seer. Before we dig in, I just want to start out with a tiny little plug to encourage you to please like and star the show on your podcast platform. It helps it be seen by others. So if you appreciate what you hear, I would so appreciate you taking the time to like and star it. And if you're feeling really generous, to give a review. Thank you so much. Okay, so recall that last week we discussed the practice of meditation, and hopefully you got some good advice for walking easily into that practice or enlivening your regular practice if that was what was needed. I also said that this week I was going to tell you the other one practice that feels essential to me in life. Like together, these two practices are like two partners doing an alluring, electrifying, and vivacious tango. And if there is one thing I have been feeling lately, it is this. It is time to live full throttle. Remember the quote from Clarissa Pinkola's Estes I shared a few episodes ago? She said, "Struggling souls catch light from other souls who are fully lit and willing to show it. If you would help to calm the tumult, this is one of the strongest things you can do." Especially for changemakers, it's really time to pull out all the stops. Like, live out loud. Do the things you came here to do. Stop pandering or dragging your feet or even wondering, should I do this? If you've got a vision, the time is now. I've seen time and time again that this is the time that humanity needs role models who are not awash in fear, but who are living their purpose, living out loud, who are brazenly putting in their piece of the pie, adding their kernel to the whole. Because it takes all of us, friends. AOC is not going to save us. It takes all of us doing our part, her, us, everyone. And wonderfully, what humanity needs right now is a match for what would feel best if we did. We need people who are living and breathing role models of calm and connection and even joyful aliveness, despite and with the chaos going on around us. How else will we get where we want to go if we don't practice living what we are looking for, especially when we need it the most? This week, I rewatched Harriet with my kids, the movie about Harriet Tubman. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It also just puts things in perspective, you know? Like, this woman literally walked hundreds of miles to free enslaved humans, like 100 there and 100 back. I'm basing this on what I saw in numbers in terms of the movie. For sometimes just a handful of souls. Harriet Tubman was the most famous conductor in the Underground Railroad. She led over 70 enslaved humans to freedom. She once led a battle in which 750 people were saved from slavery. With every breath she had, she chose to live free and help others do the same, or die trying. If that's not an inspiration, I don't know what is. She was also what I consider a mystic, at least as it was depicted in the film. A person like myself who is connected to the beyond, who pays attention to and is guided by that. This, I'm going to add, is a birthright we all share. Not that it looks like Harriet's did, or that you have to be a seer or do readings like myself. But we each have the ability innate in us to connect with and get information from the divine. Information that is designed to guide your life to the best roads for you. That's literally the job of your intuition, of that sense you have. It looks a little different for all of us, so it doesn't even matter if your version looks like my version or looks like Harriet's version. The point is that you have a version. There is a point in the movie Harriet where she is describing these visions to her friend. And she says, "It seems like I learned to see and hear God like some learn to read a book. I put all my attention on it without question. Before I can wonder if I even heard it at all, before I can understand what it means." What Harriet is describing in this scene of the movie is actually something that is available to all of us. And most likely, all of us have had some version of this at some point or another. The difference between what Harriet is describing and most people is that most people don't put all their attention on it. They don't listen and follow through. Following through is the thing that actually shows you, gives you the proof that this is the way. You often don't have proof other than your own inner knowing until later. Most people don't listen, or if they listen, they talk themselves out of it later, or doubt themselves up and down a river so wide they forget what the original message or directive was to begin with. I have a new self-study program that is designed literally to help you through that and to be able to recognize your own intuition. I'm not going to go into it here. There'll be a link in the show notes and I'll tell you about it more at the end of this episode. But I just have to say, If you're tired of that, if that sounds like you, then I made something for you. So if one woman, Harriet Tubman, can do all this and to accomplish what she did in her life, we too can add our small or large parts to the whole to make a difference. And now is the time to start, if you haven't already. Okay, so I am very far away from the subject I wanted to talk about today, except that what we are doing right now, what I am doing with you, is giving you the building blocks I know and use in order to even have a shot at being an alive, unafraid, joyful being in the face of a stew of chaos and division. Last week, meditation. This week, the other tango partner. Da 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 da. Exercise. Are you surprised to hear that from someone who has been a professional psychic since 2007? I can't even count the number of times people have said to me how surprised they are that a mystic like myself is so grounded. Anyway, here's the deal. You are an animal. Roar! Please take a moment to roar along with me and acknowledge your feral nature. Ready? Roar! It's a little hard to roar into a microphone, but I encourage you, if you can't do it now, like you're on a bus or embarrassed or in the library, please take a moment. I highly recommend taking a moment to roar to yourself at your next optimal opportunity. I did it on the radio. You can do it. We are all animals. Our ethereal souls live in an animal body. And guess what? That animal body is important. Not only because it is what gets you around, but also because if it is not getting what it needs, it can be loud. If you are a woman, you have felt its strength again and again throughout your life, monthly, moonly. Your body, your thoughts, your energy, your capacity is affected by where you are at in your cycle. This cyclical nature is the very thing that enables you to create more life. It's good and powerful, and it must be attended to. If you've ever been very sick or even semi-sick, you know it's hard to do other things. Driving, errands, geometry, anything other than lay around and get the sleep your body needs to heal is very taxing and sometimes not even possible. I went to a conference in Arizona last December. I didn't know it when I arrived, but I was already coming down with pneumonia. I got so sick that I slept the whole days long. Not like I watched movies while laying in bed on the hotel TV. Not even like I read a book on my Kindle in bed. My girlfriend Betty was with me. When she left in the morning to go to the conference, I waved goodbye from my bed where I had been just sleeping. At the end of the day, when she came back after a full day of seminars, I was still sleeping, which I continued doing throughout the night for multiple days. Okay, this is just my most recent life example to confirm my point. So whether you like it or not, whether you recognize it or not, your animal body is calling the shots all the time. Therefore, you must tend to it. Anyway, it's your vehicle. If it has a broken wheel, it's going to be a lot slower. In my program, Solutionaries is my current program, I teach my students about grounding. Essentially, that is that no matter how ethereally connected you are, you've got to be in your body, or you simply will not be as effective at, well, most things in life, if not all. The best way to be and continue to be grounded that I know is to exercise. Yep, better than any grounding visualization, though I do those daily too. There are a lot of ways to get grounded, but exercise is the best because it is also tending your animal self. Roar. And in chaotic times, stressful times, times where you feel yourself spinning or stressed or stuck, paralyzed, or feel afraid or uncertain or not sure how to move forward, that stress builds up in your body. It clogs the system down. The thoughts just start to run around and chase each other, always leading back to the crappy thought you had before, which don't feel inspired or resourceful, and they clearly haven't gotten you anywhere thus far. Exercise helps you shed that. Okay, this is Aimée Cartier. If you just joined us on the radio, this is the Intuition for Changemakers show, and we are talking today about the second best tool that I know that is brilliant for creating calm, goodness, stability, joy, so many things, even in, and especially in, but pretty much always, a chaotic world. That is exercise. Meditation was the first, and we spoke of it last week, and its tango partner is exercise. Exercise helps you shed that stress. It helps you focus and clarify and just plain feel good. Though admittedly, when you first start out, if you haven't exercised for a long time, it can feel a little rusty. Stick with it though, and in no time, you will start to feel like a well-greased engine raring to go. It does all those things with each step of your foot, or each swimming stroke you take, or each shake of your booty. So remember how I said that in my experience, a big part of the work to remain calm, peaceful, and in touch with joy in a tumultuous, upheaving, and chaotic world happens while you have your eyes closed, sitting in meditation. That was the one we talked about last week. That the work that it takes to get to that place of calm and equanimity and to hold it steady doesn't look at all like one might think the work to get to that place would look. It actually involves sitting quietly, regularly. And then so much tension begins to fall away without effort beyond turning within. Well, exercise also has that potent property of shifting so many things into a positive direction, all while looking like your shoes are on the pavement, walking around your block, or whatever your preferred form of exercise is. But walking often feels like the most accessible. It involves a pair of shoes and walking out your front door. For me, I love walking. It's also fruitful in so many ways. When I'm alone on a walk, I can process so many things. I get so many ideas. It feels really regenerative. It unsticks and it clarifies. So, unsurprisingly enough, the thing that is great for your animal body is also great for your being able to access and maintain equanimity in stressful or non-stressful times. It's amazing for intuition too, because to have an optimally functioning intuition, it is ideal for your animal body to be in a good place too. Remember how even if we want to pretend it isn't so, our animal body actually controls a huge portion of our lives, including what thoughts and solutions are available to us. Even our decision-making ability, our access to the higher thinking of our intuition is diminished in relationship to how much stress we are feeling in our body. Also, your intuition actually speaks through your body. Of course it does. That's where you live. In my programs, we dive into this really, really deeply in many ways, how to understand the messages of your intuition, how it is giving you this through your body. But one of the very first steps is grounding. Really being in your body. Really being in your body and recognizing it as an integral part of this planet. Exercise is hands down the best tool for that. Okay, so let me sum it up. To be a force of goodness in a chaotic world, you first need to tend to yourself. You need to put in the work to make you, your soul living in your body, able to access larger truths instead of just live in small fear. It's real that your animal body wants and needs to feel safe. Activities that connect it to this earth, that help it feel strong and powerful while that is happening, are really, really, really good for that. Two of the best practices I know. I know I'm repeating this endlessly, but it's so vital. The Tango partners to helping you do this are meditation from episode 80 and exercise, today's topic. No matter how ethereally connected you are, your physical body is needed for you to do your work in the world. You need to pay attention to it. It's best to give it what it needs. Your body is one thing you can't really do without. Your worth is certainly not determined by the state of your body, but the state of your body and how you tend to it does have a direct relationship to what solutions are readily available to you. So, if you are looking for a small step that will help you start to build immense inner strength and resolve during this time to be a soul fully lit and willing to show others, exercise is one of those tools. It will create healing, enhance your well-being, positively influence your animal body, uplift your emotions, generate good ideas and clarity, and increase your intuitive senses and knowledge. Small changes make big shifts. I have seen this time and time and time again with my students. I had a student say to me once, "I'm not really doing much. I'm only exercising and meditating, but I feel so much different, so much better, and more connected." That's because it works. So put on your walking shoes, open up your door, and step outside. Do it regularly, or do whatever other form of exercise you prefer. It might not seem like much when you are doing it, but before you know it, your outlook is better. Your life feels better. your body feels better, and your intuition is filling you with good insight. It's simple, yet profound, and free. Available to you at no cost, anytime. Okay, I'm going to close with the words of my dear friend, Dana Renault. Many, many years ago, she told me a story of when she was pregnant with her firstborn in Vermont. Every day, she did not want to get up and go out into the snow. It was cozy inside. She preferred to be there. But every day, she got herself and her round belly out of her cozy cabin by telling herself, "I've never regretted a snowshoe." That was her preferred form of exercise then. I have been sharing that story with my students for as long as I've been teaching, because if it is hard for you to make a move from limited exercise to having it be a regular habit, those words are golden. You can fill in your blank. "I've never regretted a blank." Chances are tops that you won't regret your walk or your laps at the pool or your dance class or your hike in the woods either. And it's not just for you. It's not just for your waistline or your blood pressure or your beautiful beating heart. It's also pivotal in your adding positively to this world. Just like meditation, it's not just for you, you know. We must be the change we wish to see in the world, like Mahatma Gandhi said, now more than ever. How do you do that? By making time for practices that allow you to settle in to your own strength and brilliance for the long haul. Practices that not only make the day-to-day easier, less stressful, they also grow your capacity to help others and be one of the role models we need now. Start by tending to self, building capacity, building strength. Trust me, your brilliant colors will bleed joy into others too. Watch and see. And remember, you are not alone. We are here together. All my love. This is Aimée Cartier. Thank you for listening. I truly believe that being in touch with your intuition is going to help add solutions to this world. Knowing that your intuition is not superfluous, but instead the vital sense that you have designed to help you get the most out of this life, do what you are here to do, and add positively to the beings here with you now on this planet, is a game changer. I created a self-study course to help you take the doubt and waffling out of knowing whether it's your intuition speaking or not. It's an on-demand program, so you can start right now. If you're on my mailing list, you know that I've got a special offer running right now, which ends next week. So if you are ready to take full advantage of your intuitive birthright and leave second-guessing behind, let your fingers walk you right on over to aimeecartier.com/knowintuition, where you can get your own copy. You can also find me on Blue Sky Social, and of course, find out more about me and my work at aimeecartier.com. Until next time, cheering you.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.